Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest, harpist Olivia Claggett.
One of the trends kind of in music right now is, you know, like, hey, this is a classic rock song, let's countrify it. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, that's a disco song, let's make it a rock song. So,
right.
I mean, putting the harp twist
right.
on
there's
that.
A lot of,
I imagine
yes.
there's a lot of, oh, wow, that's so cool moments in your life.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said two different harps. What do you play mostly?
It depends. On the gigs that I'm getting ready for. Next week, all of my gigs are with my pedal harp, which is a concert grand pedal harp. It's the biggest of the instruments. Weighs about 90 pounds, and I carry it around with me everywhere I go. So.
She wasn't in the marching band.
Always an adventure.
I would not. Where is she? Oh, she's about a mile
back. She's way back. Yeah.
How'd you get started?
So when I was 3 years old, I started asking my mom for a harp teacher. I had never seen a harp, never heard a harp. Our family has no connections to harpists at all. So I always tell people it was God's gift to me. Because I just started asking. And so thankfully my mom listened to me and she was, she looked and looked and looked for a long time for a teacher because they don't just appear out of nowhere.
Yeah, probably not a lot of harp teachers in Licking County.
No, actually. And when she finally found somebody, she wanted me to take piano lessons first. And I did, and I hated it. I can actually say that that was one of the worst parts of my whole life. I was so bad at it.
Well, but here's the thing. As someone else who's taken piano lessons, I don't know a lot of kids that love taking piano lessons.
Ugh.
Scales again.
Right.
Got to learn the treble from the bass. And oh, my God. I feel you totally on that.
I was just so bad at it. And it was not for me. So I actually ended up doing that for 2 years instead of 1 year, as we thought at the beginning, because the teacher that we originally had, she kind of like backed out on what she was going to do. So my mom had to go on the search again. And I didn't know this, so I was just being tortured every week at piano lessons. And I had the best teacher. She was so sweet. I hated it. So,
But she was so sweet.
She was. But finally, when I was 8 years old, my mom found Candace Dunham. And I remember that first lesson, October 18th, 2007. I'll never forget it because it was a life-changing moment. Mm. I walked in and I sat down behind this little blue harp on the floor. And it was love at first sight, truly. I put my hands on the strings. I walked away that night the happiest girl in the world. And I never, ever, ever had a single moment in the last 18 years where I was like, I hate this. I don't want to do this. It was just always, what more can I do to learn? What can I get into that involves the harp? What can I do with this gift that God gave me to help other people? And that's really where it all went.
There's got to be some transition, though, because you say, I mean, you know, when you're eight and you're starting out, you're not using that giant grand
right.
harp. So what transitionally, I mean, is there like junior harp, then senior harp, then full-blown harp? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, so the smallest harp that I started out on, I think that harp had like either 22 or 29 strings on it. It was really tiny. And quickly went from that in about, I don't know, probably about a month, I was on to the next size. My harp teacher's husband built harps.
Mm.
So all of the harps that I had in the beginning were all built by him, which were really special instruments. So I went through 1, 2, 3 rentals before my parents were like, oh, she's really serious about this.
Hey, honey, don't worry about that piano.
Right. So they actually, they joke about it, but they're like, we had to get a new family vehicle because of you, because we had to have something to transport the harp around.
Sure.
Had to do that. And then also they had a harp custom built for my 9th birthday.
Mm.
And so that harp has been my sidekick for my whole entire harping existence, built by my harp teacher's husband. It's got my name on it. It has very special touches in it that are specifically for me, picked out by my parents.
Amazing. So. I mean, now you talked about your harp teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see yourself doing that one time because of the impact she had on you? Do you see yourself at some point, maybe you are now, I mean, you do everything else, but I mean, do you see yourself giving back like that?
I would love to.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very specific training that I would like to do in order to do that. I'm a quote unquote Suzuki kid. So the Suzuki method was the entire training that I went through. And that's what I would love to give back with. So in order to do that, there's a lot of training involved, which right now I don't have the time of day to go do because I think it's in Texas where I have to go and do it for a couple weeks. So one day I do hope to take that training and then start my own studio.
If folks want to, you know, how far out do they need to schedule with you? Again, I'm going back to Valentine's Day. You got this and you've got all these other things that you're doing. Mm-hmm. Is it just, hey, could be a couple weeks out, could be I can come for you next week? How do you do that? How do you pick where you're going to go?
Yeah, the more time I have, the better, obviously, just because of scheduling. But I did have a couple call me from Grand Rapids, Michigan, with about 7 weeks before their wedding and said, hey, we don't have music. Can you help us out? And so in just a few weeks, I'm headed up to Grand Rapids to perform for their wedding. So that was a 7 week notice. I got you. Some people are like, hey, my entertainment for tonight quit. Can you help me out? And yes, I have done that too.
No kidding. Wow. Yeah. So it's literally harp on the fly. Let's go.
Yes.
You keep it in the car?
I mean, I wish I could. It can't stand out in the
cold. No, I know. I'm
cold,
just joking. But I mean, as much as you
that's,
do.
That's pretty much what it is. And this next week, it'll be very much like that. I'll put it in the car, get it back out, put it in the house, leave it in the cover, and then just take it right back out again.
Are you on social media, YouTube? If folks want to find you and say, okay, I want to hear, where are you at on that?
Yeah. If you go to YouTube, it's Olivia of Sharon Valley or Sharon Valley Harp. You can look that up. And then Instagram and Facebook, Olivia Claggett, Sharon Valley Harp. If you look up any of those things, it'll pop right up. I've got a website, and then I also have websites for the various other things that I'm involved with. So,
trip to the White House for the holidays, how was it? Again, when you call, I could hear it in your voice when I was talking to you about the excitement that was building. Yeah. What was that like?
It was, it still gives me goosebumps and makes me cry. Like, sorry, but it just was so absolutely stunning. Mm-hmm. It was breathtaking. It gave me the once in a lifetime feeling without making me feel like it was only once. You know, I might get to go back someday. I hope to. I witnessed so many kind and beautiful things while we were there. The whole trip, you know, my family got to go. That was the most special part of the whole thing. My mom and dad, my siblings, just having them there was so special. And I was so amazed by how kindly we were treated and by everybody, not just at the White House, but at the hotel where we stayed at. Everybody just like bent over backwards. That was amazing because there's a lot of conjecture about like how people are being treated and blah, 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 blah. I get that. But we were treated so well. And so that was honestly one of the best parts. Mm-hmm. As far as the White House itself, of course, absolutely stunning. I mean, it was gorgeous in there. The whole place just sparkled.
We talk about the White House and your trip there and kind of how you fell into the harp. But I mean, you bleed this thing.
Yeah.
What's the harp project? What are you doing? What are you trying to do here in this community?
Yeah. So actually last February, I had just gotten back from a trip to the Eastern Caribbean where I got to spend 2 solid weeks island hopping, essentially, on a cruise. And that trip changed me. I think traveling is a very healthy thing sometimes because it gives us perspective. That trip definitely did that for me. I was with my mom. It was kind of a once-in-a-lifetime trip. And we started to notice some things about the people in these islands. They don't have a lot. We know that as Americans, but to truly witness it just changes us. And when we saw these people who have the bare minimum of necessities for life, what we noticed was their joy and just how happy they are to be alive, to be in a community together. And one of the things that brings them together is music. They're constantly listening to or making up new tunes or dancing along just all the time. It's part of their culture. And so when I got home from that trip, I was like, you know what? I think we're missing something in America today. I think we're missing that sense of community now more than ever because everything we hear is so divisive. Everything that you hear, it's whether it's social media or the news media or anything. And so that really started to bug me, and I got a burden, and God gave me a vision for a way to at least start to combat that problem. So last February, through really last summer sometime, I started sitting down with people who had been influential in my life in multiple ways. People who had either, I had met them through Plaza Pizza or through my harp journey, which is kind of all intertwined. And I said, what do you think about this idea? I said, what do you think about a Licking County harp project that brings people together through music and storytelling? Like, what do we think about this? And to my surprise, everybody said, do it. And so by the time I got to May or June of last year, I had so many people on board with it that I was like, well, whether I wanted to do it or not, I'm going to do it now because I have to. People were starting to catch the vision. They said, yeah, you're right. It is hard because everything you turn on is division. We don't want that in our communities, and yet we let it happen anyway. But I believe truly that one of the most healing things that we have in society is music, if we let it be healing. And one of the characteristics of the harp specifically that it's known for, and this is scientific, I mean, it is rock solid truth. The harp has healing properties to it. There's something about the way it vibrates. And when people hear it, when they walk into a room where a harp is being played, they notice a shift. And so I was like, okay, let's capitalize on that a little bit. If I can use the music that God has placed in my life and I can essentially change the energy in a room through music, that opens up people's hearts. And the more you can do that, the more stories are willing to be, are shared with each other. So the start of this project is really just about bringing people back together in our community, specifically here, and then hopefully beyond just our little spot here, through music and storytelling.
Mm-hmm. So are you asking, what are you asking folks to do then? How can we get involved to help with this project?
Yeah, so there's two main things right now, because the harp, there is a specific Licking County harp being built as we speak in Texas right now. The harp is going to be an icon of Licking County. So the harp was actually sponsored by so many kind individuals and small businesses who said, we believe in this project. We want to help you on this journey. So their names will actually be hand painted onto the harp. And then once the harp is done, we're going to use it for countless filming projects. We hope to start a podcast, just all kinds of things. Again, bringing people together. So that being said, we need two things. One, it pretty much is always going to be a fundraising project. Like, I can't negate that, even though I would love to. Harps are expensive. They're expensive to maintain. The projects themselves are going to require funding, all of that. So that's the one thing. But the more important thing is for people to talk about it. We want people to see this hot pink, and yes, it is going to be a hot pink harp. We want to see that out in, you know, filming locations or wherever we're at. And we want people to come up and ask us questions about it. And when I say us, right now, there's just a couple of us who are like kind of heading this up. Myself, obviously, as the performer, but then my friend Matt, who is a phenomenal DJ, videographer, all the things, he kind of fills in all the gaps where I'm like, I don't know how to do that. And I'm like, Matt, can you help me out? So he's really great with that kind of stuff. So again, the more we can get people talking about it and interested in this goal of bringing people together, you know, it may be that it inspires somebody else to do a similar project. That would be awesome. Anything we can do to bring people together and to hear each other's stories, to listen truly instead of just listening for the sake of listening. We want to get to the heart of people in our community. We also want to highlight local businesses. I did an auction back in December to help start funding all of this, and I had over 60 local businesses say, yes, let's do this. That's incredible. We had 60 businesses say yes to us in under 30 days. Like, that's insane. But I think that Licking County is a special gem, and that there's a lot of people here who understand the importance of community. They want to be kind to each other. They want to help, but they need to know how. And so I think music is one of those ways.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, harpist Olivia Claggett. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.